Call to order September 25th, 2018, Willow City Council meeting. This is Nancy Keever, the Senate Clerk.
With the question. Salute. Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Yoder. Councilmember Henson.
Here.
Vice Mayor Milo.
Here.
Mayor Warren.
Here. Good evening. We got a crowd tonight. Before we go to item four, public comment, this weekend we lost a very valuable member of our community, Hoover Mock. I worked with Hoover for 18 years, side by side. So this really hurts. I know probably everyone in this room somehow we touched their lives in some way. So if we could, I'd like to observe a moment of silence in his honor. Okay, thank you. Okay, moving on to four, public comment. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items within the jurisdiction of the city may do so at this time and recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. Public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Do we have any public comments?
Thank you.
Most of you know me. I'm Kevin Nelson, the president of the Willis Car and Bike Show. At this time, we'd like to give out some plaques to, we'll just do law enforcement first, which is the California Highway Patrol and the Glynn County Sheriff's Office, for their very nice help to do the parade, because the first year we did it without them, we had cars all over Willis. So it's really nice to have them to keep us organized and keep them semi in control. But first of all, thank you for serving and protecting our communities and our citizens of Glynn County on behalf of our committee. The first one goes to the California Highway Patrol. Tracy, would you like to come up? And this year's, we did this in memory of Linda Carney. We lost Linda the day after the 2017 show. So this is our logo, and thank you.
Just wait.
If you want this, you can.
Enough hands, regardless of what you think.
And then next, for the Glynn County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Warren. Thank you for your very.
Thank you.
Too bad your Corvette wasn't here this year, so we should just take it back.
Next year.
Yeah, you had to come back. But anyway, thank you for your staff for helping us keep our crews parade organized and.
Thanks, Kevin. Thank you very much.
Okay. Now, last but not least, we cannot do this show without the City of Willows and what they do for us, especially the senior staff. And just today, I see a couple of them here.
They're going to step up and accept the word.
Okay. So, and thank you to the admin and the council. This one here says to the City of Willows Administration Council and Public Works. Thank you for your support and continued support of 32nd Annual Willis Car and Bike Show. And I just want to let the council know in the last week, we took it over as a nonprofit, 501c 10 years ago, and we've given out $34,000 to scholarships and other causes within our community.
Do we have any other public comment this evening? Seeing none, we will move on to five, consent agenda. We are pulling item 6E, the draft for the R1 single family residential design guidelines. That will be pulled this evening and we will bring it back at a later date.
Yep, 60 or 70?
No, this says 60. Okay, well, we're pulling it from the agenda. I'm going to bring it back. Do we have any other items?
No.
That cancel? Seeing that, we move on to consent items are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless the council member requests in which event. The items will be removed from the consent agenda and is recommended the council A, approval of general check and payroll and direct deposit check registers 36169-36264, Z09403-Z09484, and 37564-37612. B, approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on August 28th, 2018, and C, approval of minutes for the special city council meeting held on September 4th, 2018. Pleasure of the council.
Madam Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I have a motion, Councilman Williams. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a second, Councilman Hanson. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Consent agenda passes. So we move on to 6A and 6, regular business items agenda requiring council action. A, staff recommends that the city council approve the resolution accepting the improvements associated with the West Second World Rehabilitation Project and authorize the filing of the notice of completion and release of surety. Mr. Schultz?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, council members. Real quick, on the very last line on the financial considerations, it says this project is funded by state funding gas tax, 2103 funds from 372. I apologize, that is incorrect. Back in April 24th meeting, when you approved this project, all the funds were listed correctly. The $624,000 coming out of SCIP, which is fund 308. I believe the rest of those funds are correct. I know that you are all familiar with this project. It's complete. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
Council?
Actually, I have a few minutes. Tim, on 7A, could you go through the different costs or where the funds came from? The sites that we
As Mr. So stated, $624,000 in state transportation improvement plan, program, or STIP. We did extend $20,000 putting a new replacement sewer line in since the road was open. SB1 funds, $140,410, and regional service transportation funds, $126,704.61. That does make us a total.
Okay, thank you. On the agenda, and it shows that the project came under the total approved budget. But I also wanted to add that I was contacted by Tim Cruz, asking me to come by his business and look at the sidewalk in front of his business. He showed me where the crews saw the sidewalk and showed me the raised and broken portion of the sidewalk. And he asked me why that didn't get replaced if we still had money left. Especially after the fact that they took the time to saw it. So that was a question.
I don't believe that they did any sawing that they didn't tear out and replace. So I'd have to go look at that. The standard that we went by was as long as there was an ADA acceptable path of travel that had less than 2% crosswalk, 4 foot wide, it wasn't replaced. Yeah. We did not have funds to replace every inch of that sidewalk. There's a sidewalk that would probably rise to the same level of condition that's in front of Mr. Cruz's business, in front of the post office and other locations throughout. So if we went through this project, there was specific criteria that we went by.
Okay.
And Mr. Cruz was made aware of that on three different occasions, beginning and during the project.
I don't know, see whether it was here, but it was saw it because he had showed me. I'm not saying he did it, but somebody painted it in pink, and then they painted some of the cracks in yellow. So he was just going to ask me, so my paper is whole. I just wanted to, make note that it's amazing, and it has nothing to do with us. It was the lowest bidder. We spent over $900,000 to do, partial sidewalks and three blocks of road. That just goes to show you how much it costs to do business in California. So
it was actually four blocks.
Yeah, four blocks. Almost $1 million for a very small portion. So. On the construction part, Tim, or Steve, whichever, I believe that it comes out to be 13% for the inspection testing. Is that standard? Is that pretty standard in this field?
Yes, it is. We actually scaled back on some testing because of soil conditions and the on-site inspector, and now we're comfortable not coming back in with very expensive nuclear density testing in some of those areas. So we scale some of that back.
Okay.
But there are standards.
Okay, and I'd asked this question prior to Tim. On the resolution, number five, Tim, could you explain all that legal?
For the benefit of the audience, item number five on the resolution is a clause in the resolution, and notice that all portions of the resolution are severable. A notice of completion by the council actually does three things. One, it starts the clock upon completion and recording of that completion, or notification of that completion. It starts the clock for any subs to file liens against the main contractor and or the city. The second thing it does is it also releases, it starts the warranty period. And that warranty period is covered either by a performance bond or by some sort of warranty agreement. It starts that warranty period of 1 year. And it also releases the surety bond for the fact that it is complete. So that's the purpose of doing a notice of completion. What this clause does is if any of those portions or purposes within the resolution are challenged, each item stands on its own, so it doesn't render the entire resolution invalid. So that's the purpose of that.
Okay. Thank you very much. That's all my question, ma'am.
Gary, any questions or comments?
I don't have any questions, Madam Mayor. Just a very brief comment. The project was needed. The funds were allocated. It came in well under budget, and it looks fantastic. Looks really good. So, nice work. Thank you. That's all I have in here.
It turned out great. And for the most part, it was pretty seamless.
I feel it went well.
Yeah.
And not just on our side, but business owners, community helped us out. Community effort to get that project done.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move that the resolution entitled a resolution of the City Council of the City of Willow, State of California, accepting the improvements associated with the Tehama Street reconstruction project, authorizing the release of retention, and authorizing the notice of completion to be filed for the project to be adopted.
I have a motion by Councilman Hansen. Do I have a second?
Second
from Vice Mayor Mello. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Yoder? Councilmember Hinton?
Aye.
Vice Mayor Mello?
Aye.
Mayor Moore?
Aye. And the resolution passes. Moving on to the staff seeking team members to be assigned to an ad hoc committee to review the waste management contract for possible extensions and term options. Mr. Peabody.
Mayor, members of the council. City staff has met with waste management, and our current contract expires in the end of November, and they have brought forward a couple of options for possible extension to that contract. With what's going on with the county, the Tiffany, and everything else, we're not quite sure, so we would like to have two members appointed to a subcommittee. go with the contract or not with Waste Management.
Council will have any questions or comments before we decide who's doing this?
What? Yeah, I do have one question right here. Chief, you going when? What's the timeline on this? When does this need to be completed? I mean, is it within a week or within 2 weeks or a month or?
Probably within the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Meeting times can be arranged, no problem.
Evening meetings?
Sure.
Okay. That's all.
Nope. Jeff?
No, Councilman Hanson asked the question that I needed because the time frame, you know, because I think my term ends at the end of November, so it would be pointless to appoint me. Yep. But that doesn't sound like that's back, so.
Okay, so do we have anyone that wants to volunteer?
Well, I think that seeing this, myself and Mr. Williams are on the Glen County Waste Management Committee, I should volunteer myself and Mr. Williams.
No, that works for me.
I have no issue with that.
It works for me.
You should listen. Okay, well, there you go.
That was easy.
Too easy. Okay, so we want to see. Staff is seeking one member to replace a firm Mr. Yoder on the Glen County Ambulance Task Force Committee. Mr. Cahiba.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, as we have been with SSB now for a little over a year, we have established some timelines and some deficiencies in our ambulance services. Westside Ambulance has requested that the ambulance task force be restarted. And Mr. Yoder is currently sitting on that task force. And as Mr. Williams pointed out, his term as council member will be coming to an end. This is going to go well beyond the November timeframe, but it would be nice to have a little bit of transition period with another member that Mr. Yoder. So I request that another member be assigned.
Questions or comments, council?
I'll step back in this one.
Oh, come on, Mayor. Madam Mayor, I wouldn't mind accepting the assignment if it's a pleasure of the council.
I have no problem with that.
No objections here.
So there you go, Mr. Hanson will step
Thank
into
you.
That position. Okay, D, by motion direct staff to advertise the available opportunity to lease city property for agricultural purposes in accordance with terms and conditions specified in the agricultural land lease agreement. Mr. Stansberry.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the council. We're just now completing the 5-year period of the existing lease for the plus minus 58 acres of land adjacent to the wastewater treatment plant that is currently used for rice cultivation. And we would anticipate that would ultimately be the use going forward as well. So what is in front of you this evening is the council to direct staff and then go ahead and go out to bid to renew this lease. A 5-year period with without clauses in each year. Primarily in case there is a subsequent opportunity to develop that property, that would provide us the opportunity to give adequate close the lease early. So with that, looking for the council to either affirm and go back out for a 5-year period, shorten the period, or whatever else you folks might have.
Thank you. Any questions or comments?
Madam Mayor, just the 5-year period has worked well, correct?
Yes. So great. This is the end of the second period of the 5-year. Historically, part of that had been 3, and this is the second round of the
I see no reason to change the terms of the contract, the length of the contract. 5 years seems to be working well, so I recommend keeping it at 5 years.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. I agree with Gary on the 5-year term. Tim, can you tell us just for information, how much money did we collect and rent on that property?
What I have is the initial bid 5 years ago on the lease is $18,185.30. It's subject to an annual consumer price index increase each year. It ended up a bid between 20 and 21 in its final year. I do want to point out in this particular situation, this grower did grow organic rice and bid a bit higher than those that might market, so I do want to have you remind the council potentially that if you don't have somebody especially growing a niche, especially rice, that likely we won't see this level of revenue in the upcoming years. But if we do have somebody that's in a special market that wants that 58 acres, then obviously we'll go with the highest bidder.
That's the only question I have.
Vice Mayor Miller, any questions?
No, this is just a standard 5-year lease agreement. And we just have to wait this award of the lease contract this summer.
And then our plans are to come back to you the first meeting in November 12. So given the fact that farmers are in the middle of harvest right now, we're giving a little bit of time to put their bids together. So we're going to do that in a few period of time for the bid process.
I'm going to agree with the rest of the council. So.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, just sorry, I mean, Tim, what's the deadline for?
We're going to set the deadline for bid at close of business on Thursday, November 1.
November 1. Very good. Okay, so after harvest, I'll get a little bit.
Yes.
Good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so what is the pleasure of the council?
Madam Mayor, I move to direct staff to advertise the available opportunity to lease city property for agricultural purposes in accordance with terms and conditions specified in an agricultural land lease agreement.
I have a motion by Councilman Hanson. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a second. Councilman Williams, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? There you go. Okay, moving on to council staff reports. Which staff starting first?
I'd be happy to start with Mayor. Over the weekend, we had our car run, which was a very successful event. So once again, we'd like to thank Public Works for the help and all the good work that they did helping the rec department get set up and going. Sarah did a good job organizing, and I think we had 110, I think about 110 participants, including myself, who does not run. But we did do the whole thing without stopping. So, hey.
I've seen you on a treadmill. Don't tell me you don't run.
The other thing is you received a copy of the code enforcement report, and in your emails, if anybody has any questions on that, I'd be happy to answer them.
That was very quick. That's it for staff?
Steve?
I can follow up a little bit on the Sycamore Street project. Our pedestrian signs, we're having some issues with those, which we'll be taken care of. They seem to be getting run over occasionally. Staff, my public work staff is having fun doing it already. So that'll be taken care of. Also, there's been some discussion in community supervisor forum, and I've spoken about possibly putting two of those at the courthouse mid-block. I want to kind of evaluate, make sure that they're not going to become a maintenance nightmare for us first before we move in that direction. So it's something we're working on.
Okay, so
Sheriff Warren. Yes, thank you, Mayor. You know, not much. It's later in London. I'm usually here, so I sent our monthly stats over. There was really nothing special. We're staying pretty much where we have been, with the exception that August was back to school, so our traffic citations, which usually average around 4 to 6 traffic citations a month, we're at 22 for the month of August. Many of those are related to school traffic, school buses, parking, and others. Other than that, I'm going to take questions. I know that just through some of the basic things and social media, there were some questions about potential crime waves in the city. We had a couple issues with smash and grabs, which are a little more high profile than normal. Two of those were somebody passing through the area. We located vehicles involved in that, or Butte County, or major crimes units working with Butte County to see if we could hopefully solve that one. We had another broken window that was a skateboarder that we ended up arresting for vandalism. Other than that, the only thing I guess I would like to say is that, you know, we're able to provide as many or more patrol hours than the city was, just because of the mere fact that we do have more staff. Most of our people are local in this community. Something on social media that really kind of stuck with me was, well, they're deputy sheriffs, they don't allow patrol the city. Well over 50% of our deputy sheriffs, including me and my operations commander, are former city police officers, whether it's for the city of Willows or the city of Moreland. But we go through the same training, we know absolutely how to patrol. And we will continue to do our very best and make this entire county and this city a great place to live, which it currently is.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to thank the sheriff's office for running the chain game the other night at the football games. Shows you their output into our community. It's great, great to see the officers out there doing that.
Does anyone have any questions or comments for anyone on staff and the sheriff?
Go ahead. Oh, okay. Madam Mayor, yeah. Yeah, Sheriff Warren, yeah, thank you. Thank you for the report. It's very informative. It definitely proves that the Sheriff's Office is fulfilling, more than fulfilling the contractual needs, the contract that the contractual agreement, I should say, as far as providing law enforcement services to the city of Willows. Your stat numbers look good. There's been a large increase, as you noted, in traffic enforcement, which is also great. Good numbers, a good job. If you could, it's much appreciated. And you know, this isn't like you said, Rich. This isn't Mayberry. Okay, crimes occur. Crimes have always occurred. Crimes will continue to occur. Crimes occurred when we had a police department. Obviously, the only reason we have police officers is because crimes occur. There are bad guys out there committing criminal acts. And I appreciate your comments in reference to deputy sheriffs not knowing how to be city police officers, because you said, sheriff, and it's you well know, a police officer is a police officer. A peace officer is a peace officer is a peace officer in the state of California, with the same training requirements across the board. And multitude of agencies out there all doing the same and similar work. The only thing that this separates them are jurisdictional lines. That's it. So I appreciate your comments.
Thank you very much.
And also working for the police department, the sheriff's office, and state agency with 37 years total law enforcement experience, I really appreciate your comments. Whenever I hear that basically a deputy sheriff doesn't want to be a police officer, that just drives me nuts, because it is so untrue. And you know, you're I won't even go off on social media, but thank you for your efforts to you and your team, Sheriff. Excellent work. That's all I have.
Thank you.
First, Sheriff, thank you very much for coming tonight. I was contacted by a couple citizens when I was downtown, and they informed me that Facebook was blowing up about all the crime. I don't do Facebook, and that's probably why I don't. But thank you very much. Like I said in the past, my personal experience has been positive when I made a call, which has only been once, but I appreciated the quick response time. So, I did make contact with one of the citizens that was complaining about the lack of law enforcement, and unfortunately they're not here tonight. So it must not have been that big of a deal. I don't understand that, why someone, if they have a complaint, come legitimately face it. But thank you very much to you and your staff. I think you do a good job. So
thank you. So like I said, my office is 2 blocks away and my door's always open.
Thank
you. Well, working at the post office, I come in contact with a lot of people on a daily basis, and I have heard nothing but positive things.
Thank you, Sheriff.
Madam Mayor, could I ask one more thing?
Sure.
Wayne and Sheriff, would it be possible, though, at the next time that you plan on attending, that can be placed on the agenda that will be here, so in case someone does, wants to come and voice their concerns, that they would know ahead of time? Is that something we can do? What would you like the agenda item to look like? Just state that, Sheriff Warren would be in attendance to give us an update. Is that possible?
I have an understanding with the city that either I or my staff will be here at the first meeting of every month.
Oh, okay.
My door is always open. If people have a complaint, they're more than welcome to contact me at my place of work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Council reports. We'll start with Jeff tonight.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, on September 8th, I attended the 4-H Awards and Teachers Appreciation Barbecue. And I wanted to say thank you to everyone that helps our youth, whether it's 4-H, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, because kids that tend to, be involved in extracurricular activities and not be good citizens. So I think that that's a big, important role for people in our community. On September 11th, I attended the 9/11 candlelight vigil. It was very well attended. Seemed to be quite a few more people than in the past years. On September 15th, I attended the memorial service for Bob Sarah. I didn't know Bob very well. I just met him a few times, but during the ceremony, there was a lot of stories told about the man, and he was a human being like we all are. He had his faults, but it sounded like that he brought a positive aspect to people's lives, and so, I appreciate that, especially someone in law enforcement. On September 20th, I attended the Lynn County Regional Transit meeting. Unfortunately, it was canceled due to lack of a quorum, so they rescheduled it for this morning. Caltrans did give us a small update on the bridge at Butte City. The new plan is to build the new bridge and causeway just north of the existing bridge with a minimal amount of closure, but unfortunately, they're still seeking funding for that project. Like I said, I did attend the Regional Transit and the Lynn County Transit Commission meeting this morning. There's a little bit of housekeeping. Glen ridership is down 4.7% from last year. Battle Ride in Willis is down 16%, or the increase 21%. We met our fare box return with a combination of 13.88%. We're required to meet at least a 10%. There is $307,000 in the abandoned vehicle fund that the law enforcement agencies can use to tow abandoned vehicles within the county. My understanding is that the sheriff and the chief of police in Orland is to designate operators for that, not the highway patrol. So highway patrol would have to make contact. At least that's from Morgan at the commission. The bus shelter at Butte Sycamore is the actual shelter is sitting at the county yard, waiting on some grading and pipe location. Is that correct, Steve?
Actually, it's waiting on rotary.
Okay, so at morning, I said that there were some issues with some luck. And then, Steve has said, they were waiting on the Rotary Club to install it. I kind of laughed, I told Marty that depending on how the elections turn out, former Mayor Dominicani might see that completed. We've been discussing that bus stop since he was on the board, so that was kind of funny. Dr. Wunsch opened his new office a week ago. I spoke with him at the hardware store. Seemed to be real happy with his facility. And we have candidates tonight, tomorrow night at the Elks Lodge at 6. And we have two of the candidates in the audience, Randy and Larry. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. That's it.
Mr. Hanson?
Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor. So you're going to have to quit again early tomorrow night, Larry. I'm sorry. Okay, first of all, I'm really happy to see two of our hardworking and dedicated professional public works staff members in the attendance tonight, Ed and Leticia. Thank you very much for everything that you and your co-workers, the public works team, do on a daily basis to keep the city running, to keep the infrastructure of the city intact and operating. So thank you very much. Mentioned several times, but I want to mention again tonight when you're here to hear it. So it's much appreciated, your hard-fought efforts day in and day out, keeping everything going. So thank you for everything you do. And along the same lines, Kevin Nelson, Colleen Worthington. Kevin, your team, Bill Simlinus, and the entire Rolls Car and Bike Show team, thank you very much for your outstanding efforts over these many years for bringing just a fantastic show. This year's show was great, so I know it's a lot of work. The prep starts the next day after the show ends. But thank you very much for everything that you do to bring that outstanding event to the City of Willows. And just wanted to two meetings I attended briefly. The Glen Groundwater Authority, the last Glen Groundwater Authority meeting was held on September 10th at the Ag Department. Routine business except for two items. One major item to note. The board received an update from the executive committee on long-term funding discussions. The board also approved a request from the firm Provost and Pritchard to complete all necessary tasks to prepare for and implement. Can't read my notes. A property related fees assessment for water service consistent with the process of the Coosa Groundwater Authority. So the Glen Groundwater Authority and the Coosa Groundwater Authority both hired Provost and Pritchard to put the entire package together to see just how that the property related fees assessment is going to roll out. And it will be mirrored in each county. Basically, the Glen and Coosa County groundwater authorities are, for lack of a better term, sister agencies. There's no sense reinventing the wheel when we're all in this same boat together in reference to salvaging our groundwater here in the Coosa sub-basin. And finally, I attended the third and final 2018 Glen Medical Center Community Needs Health Assessment on September 11th. So that was a mandate that Glen Medical Center had to do. It's been completed, and Glen Medical Center is doing very good work coming right along. I've learned a lot just in the three meetings that are there. We have a host of new services available here in the hospital. It's licensed for 25 beds, I believe it's 25 beds, and they're basically full. So that's good news. So that's all I have, Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir. Vice Mayor Miller?
Mayor, I have nothing.
You have nothing? Okay. Well, I have a couple things. There was no last meeting this month, they canceled. However, the Willows High School retained the mace this year. They did not get the axe, but the band retained the mace. They did for them, for pride of them. I also attended the 9/11 memorial, which is very, very nice. And the only other thing I have, well, we have homecoming this week at Willows High School, so Friday night's homecoming, so you can make it down there. They're playing
Coosa.
I was contacted by the government teacher at Willows High School because he wants the students to get a little more hands-on and actually talk to some of the political players in town. So he asked if any of us would be willing to come in and speak to the class at some point. I told them I would be more than happy to. I said I would ask the other council members if they were able to schedule that in, if they would like to do that. He's also going to try to have them come to some council meetings so that they can see how it works, but they think it's great. And other than that, I have nothing else, so we're going to close this meeting at 7:38.
Thank you.